We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. A hidden gem of a cafe is launching a new menu and extended hours. Council bought fire-ravaged shoe factory for more than £1 million, and a restaurant owner across Norwich are forced to act over no shows.
The Courtyard Cafe, which is nestled in the heart of historic Elm Hill in Norwich, will soon be shaking up the business after its success at a hearing with Norwich City Council's licensing committee, who gave the green light for the business to serve alcohol later at night. Now, changes are afoot, with the cafe planning to open on Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays until 11 p.m. Owner Jonathan Hook said, "We are so excited. It will be a great spot on a sunny evening to enjoy a drink and some nibbles." As part of the extended hours, there will be a new menu in the evenings, with a chef's board, charcuterie boards and maybe some oysters and small tapas plates on the cards. Head chef and cafe manager Tina Smart said, "We are a local business but try to support other Norfolk companies as much as possible. We have sourced local cheeses for the charcuterie board and already serve wines from Chet Valley Vineyards." The cafe will also take bookings in the evenings for events including hen parties and baby showers.
A new gaming centre has opened in Norwich, featuring the latest bingo and digital slot machines. Mercur Slots has opened in half of the former Argos store in St Stephen's Street, creating 10 new jobs. Mercur Slots' parents' company, Mercur Casino, has more than 230 adult gaming centres and casinos in the UK. Mark Schertler, Chief Operating Officer of Mercur Casinos, said, "We pride ourselves on our continued investment in the UK high streets, and so it means a lot to be able to support the local community and economy in Norwich through the creation of these new jobs." The firm says its slot machines focus on low-stake gaming, with payouts ranging from £5 to £500.
Norwich City Council purchased a derelict shoe factory for more than £1 million before selling it on for exactly the same price. It can now be revealed. The Norwich City Council purchased the former Vandal site on Dibden Road after it was destroyed by a fire earlier this year. After much speculation, it has now become clear that the authority paid £1.2 million for the factory before selling it on to the housing developer Flagship Group for the same amount. The fire-ravaged remains of the site were sold to Flagship on the agreement it would build around 48 new affordable homes. Hemingford Group, which previously owned the site, has already carried out demolition work on the site, but construction cannot start on the housing development until planning permission is granted. Soon after the fire in January, Norwich City Council purchased the site with part of its Town Deal Revolving Fund, which uses a government grant to unlock stalled brownfield sites by selling them on to developers.
The owner of a vacant building claims plans to convert it into flats has been held up for years because of Norwich City Council's inability to deal with nutrient neutrality. The building, located on the corner of Burr Street and Queen's Road, is owned by property management company Lion Properties. The company was founded in 2019 by father and daughter duo Richard and Catherine Youngs. However, Catherine says that work on the site has been held up by nutrient neutrality after plans were lodged 2 years ago. She added that the council continues to charge expensive rates in the meantime, despite not being able to work on the building. Nutrient neutrality is a policy that aims to ensure housing developments and projects do not add to nutrient pollution impacting protected areas, like Special Areas of Conservation, SACs. Catherine said, the property sits within my father's estate, but sadly he passed away last March. The plan is to convert the site into four residential flats, which me and my father worked on together. We're submitting the planning application a couple of years ago. However, the building has subsequently been caught up in nutrient neutrality.
Norwich restaurant owners are speaking out about the impact of no shows on their businesses. It comes after the historic venue, the Assembly House, implemented a cancellation policy because of the issue. Customers looking to book will now have to provide their card details. They will not have to pay anything in advance, but if they cancel less than 48 hours before their booking or fail to turn up, they will be charged £10 per person. The Assembly House's director, Stacia Briggs, said she was left with no choice after 20% of reservations failed to turn up on Saturday. The owners of other city centre eateries have also shared their experiences with no shows. Jamal Utting is a co-owner of J.C. Pinto in St. John Maddermarket. As a brunch restaurant, we have very busy periods over the weekends and we refuse to take bookings in that time because a no-show can have a massive impact, he said. George Santos, who owns and manages George's Portuguese restaurant in Orford Yard, echoed this. As a cosy, independent restaurant with just eight tables, we're fortunate that no-shows aren't a frequent occurrence. But when they do happen, the impact is significant, he said.
People are being urged to take caution after doorstep cold callers were reported on the outskirts of Norwich. It comes after three males approached a property in the Helsdon area. They said they were working nearby and needed to park their van outside the homeowner's property. When the homeowner agreed, they said that they would do a favour in return and sort out the slipped tile they had spotted on the roof. The cold callers were permitted access and once they came back down, started saying they had found even more serious issues with the roof and chimney stack. They then pressured the homeowner into paying them £1,000 to start work straight away. A relative arrived and told the cold callers to leave before the payment was made, and the males were seen departing in a silver Ford Transit van. A spokesman for Norfolk Trading Standards said, never agree to have work done by someone who is just passing or take their word that it needs to be done at all, and never allow a cold caller access to your home, roof or garden.
It's time for James and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Matthew Tucker and Carolyn Sayer for the next part of Chatterbox.